Adams. Hi, Shirley. We'll get to Susan after Shirley.
Hi, Doctor.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm 89. I have stage 3 chronic kidney disease. I'm also pre-diabetic with an A1C of 6.2, for which I take berberine, and I have high blood pressure. I've heard you say that taking a teaspoon of baking soda before bed could help preserve kidney function. I think it must have something to do with alkalinity or acidity. I asked my nephrologist about taking baking soda once, and she said I didn't need it. My total CO2 was in range, at the low end of the range. But I'm wondering if the baking soda could help me, and if there are other things you would recommend on them. Remember once you mentioned something, lenitropin? Or
yes, I did, ma'am. Okay, well, we'll start with the baking soda because there's actually research publication on that. No kidding. And what the researchers told us is that no matter what the stage of kidney failure, if it's early or late, or no matter what the stage, that the bicarbonate soda will slow down the progress. Now, they didn't say it was going to cure anything, but they did say it's going to slow down the progress. So where this opinion comes from, oh, quote, you don't need it, unquote, just by taking a look at the pH, as she appears to have done, doesn't really matter because it's the additional alkalinity over whatever alkalinity you do or don't have right now that helps. And nobody ever, ever, ever OD'd on bicarbonate of soda at the rate of 1 teaspoon a day. So I'm sorry. The folks who are not familiar with the research on natural medicine tend to act as if it doesn't exist, or maybe they don't know it exists. Who knows? But I'd still be using the baking soda, ma'am. A teaspoon is not a great deal. It doesn't taste wonderful. You can put it into anything. It tastes better, so it will taste fairly good, or at least better than it did before. Okay, now the other thing you were asking about, you are right. Dr. Davis Lampson of Tahoma Clinic and I published a number of years ago an article about using things that are mostly kidney-related and derived from kidney to help the kidneys. And the article had to do with people who had early kidney failure. That doesn't mean it's not going to help in late kidney failure. It might just slow it down, but that's better than nothing. And it might slowly reverse it. And you're quite right. One of the things was from standard process. It's called renotrophin, and all that means ren is for renal, and trophin is trophic, is for, that just means it helps to fix it in English and not Greek or Latin. So renotrophin is one of the things. And then there are two other ones. Renotrophin? Well, it's quite safe, ma'am. It's made from whole kidney from animals from New Zealand, and a person could take at least a couple a day.
Couple a day.
Yeah, and
is
then there's
there
something,
a milligram to that? Or?
I'm sorry, I don't remember, ma'am. I'm sure there is, but the two tablets. Now, the second one is called Rentone, R-E-N-T-O-N-E, and that's another kidney-related one. And then I think it's a combination of botanicals that helps kidneys. And there's one called Renagen. Notice they all start with Ren for renal, R-E-N-A-G-E-N. Now, if you have any confusion about them, every once in a while I do read a commercial from Toma Dispensary that talks about Tawny, T-A-W-N-I. Now, Tawny has studied dietary supplements specifically for over 20 years. She's not a physician. She cannot make personal recommendations for you, but she can tell you, oh, yeah, here's all the things that we have that are kidney-related, and what does the research say? But she can't do any further than that. She's not a physician, not licensed to practice, but she can tell you about those three things, and there may be two or three others. For example, both Ayurvedic medicine from India and traditional Chinese medicine have botanicals that have been used, and I am not kidding you, for kidney problems for nearly 2,000 years now. And if they've been used for that long, chances are they do something in addition. So if you felt like calling Tony, she can tell you about those at the Tahoma Dispensary.
Would you start with the
Renotropin? Ma'am, no, I would start with as many as are reasonable. I might not take as much of each one, But the reason I would is that kidney failure is a very serious problem. And darn it, we die of it if it keeps on going and going. So I probably try a little bit of each one. Now, here's another thing, and then I'll shut up again. And that is that at 80-something or other, and congratulations on making it that far and wanting to make it further, ma'am, but on 80-something or other, your chances of poor digestion are by nature unfortunately high. Mayo Clinic told us in 1932, I'm not kidding, long ago, that by the time we all get to be in our 80s, oh my goodness, ma'am, it's something like 60-70% of us don't have enough acid in the stomach to digest
worth
a darn.
I'm having a hard time hearing. What is this last one?
This last one is that when we get to be in our 80s, Mayo Clinic told us some in 1932, based on 3,700 people, that nearly 80% had low stomach acid. And if we do, and we don't correct it, I assume you've got it correct from what I'm hearing, got it corrected. But if you don't correct it with the additional hydrochloric acid pepsin with meals, then things just don't digest properly, including pills.
Right. Okay. So the two that you recommended for the kidney are both the renotropin and the Rentone.
And the Renagen. Yep. And the third one, Renagen. R-E-N-A-G-E-N. They're all three kidney related, but they're all different.
Okay. And take them together. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
One last question. My parathyroid intact test was elevated, and the nephrologist was concerned about kidney-related metabolic bone disease, and I do have significant hip and lumbar spine osteopenia. And she recommended my taking calcitriol, but given the side effects and the fact that that's a derivative or a chemical form of vitamin D3, I asked if I could take your Bio-D Mulchen Forte, the 4,000 to 5,000 IUs of that vitamin D3 a day. And she said I could do that and then repeat the parathyroid test, but if it's still high, she'll recommend that calcitriol. I don't know what you think of that.
Well, ma'am, I don't think much of it, but if the first doesn't work, then what I'd do is turn to something called Osteomins. Now, I realize it's a formula that I put together with Dr. Gaby back in the 1990s. However, it is specifically, there's quite a number of pills to swallow because it's specifically formulated for people whose digestion might be poor. So this absorbs a lot better than anything else if a person's digestion's poor. And I've seen a number of people, particularly women, who have taken their bones from osteoporotic, I did say osteoporotic, all the way back to normal by taking the Osteomins as recommended. Well, it did take them a minimum of 4 to 5 years to get that done, but they did get it reversed completely, and their doctors couldn't believe it and told them there must be a mistake. But that's what I've seen, ma'am. It's called Osteomins. And you could, if you wish, talk to Tawny about that, too.
Okay. She's also recommended a high-protein diet for me because she's very concerned about low blood sodium levels in elderly women, although mine are in range. But high-protein is not good for kidney either, correct?
It really isn't so good, no. However, if you get it fully digested, you'll be better off. And that's where we get back to, do you have good stomach acid at age 80-something?
If I get tested for it, I'm sorry, I'm missing it.
Yeah, if you get checked for low stomach acidity, ma'am.
Okay.
And
that's,
ma'am. You can hear the music. They're telling me that the top of the hour is coming. I'm sorry, ma'am.